Hello and welcome back to the Gloomy Star Minisodes episode 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, episode 7 of the Minisodes. Remember to send your ghost stories to gloomystar.ghost@gmail.com so they can be featured right here on the Minisodes. And also do not forget about the giveaway where I say a word twice in every single episode, and on January 1st, you'll send me a screenshot that's proof that you're subscribed to the podcast, and the word that I say in twice in every single episode as the subject line. Okay, let's get into the ghost stories for today. This one's called The Man with Red Eyes. Back when I lived in my childhood home, I would see a man with red eyes in my closet. He wasn't there every night, but it happened frequently enough that I hated going to get something from my closet, only to see him there. Whenever I would get dropped off at kindergarten, I would see him at the distance, peeking behind a tree, shed, or other thing. On my way there, I stopped seeing him altogether. After I moved out of this particular house, I didn't think much of this until recently, when I was talking to a friend of mine with a different paranormal experiences. We've had, as she mentioned, seeing a man with red eyes when she was younger. Not sure if any of this could come into play, but we both lived in pretty rural areas at the time, and we've both had Scottish and Irish ancestry. That is an odd story. Again, like almost every single story we say on the Minisodes, it's children. Kids do this kind of stuff. They hear this kind of thing. So this one's called My First Experience. This happened about 3 years back now. My friend and I were 15 and 14 at the time, me being the older one. In 2019, my friend, who we'll call Nim, was house-sitting a friend's dog. The family lived in the country, and the most cars we saw drive by were less than five. Nim was staying the week watching four labs. Nim knew the house was haunted because they'd hear the occasional footsteps on the stairs, or the dogs would be barking on the staircase, and be too scared to go up them. They spent the first night along the next three nights with another friend. The friend got too freaked out because they started seeing people staring at them through the windows while outside, or they'd hear laughter talking upstairs. The friend left, and Nim invited me to stay the last 3 days with them. Nim told me the house was haunted and everything that had happened. I've never had any bad experiences with the paranormal before, so I wasn't really worried. We were sleeping in the living room, and the first night, nothing really went on. The second night, we heard footsteps going up the stairs, and sometimes we heard someone talking, but neither of us really minded. We both had always been believers, and neither of us wanted to upset any spirits that were possibly there, so we didn't talk about it. The third night was when stuff hit the fan. Nim's dad had ordered us pizza, and we sat on the road while eating it. Nim had sent me inside to get something, maybe cups. I went straight to the kitchen and went back out. To get to the kitchen, we had to pass by the living room, but we wouldn't have been anywhere near the windows. When I went back out, Nim asked me if I sat on the couch and looked at him through the window. I simply told him no, and we shrugged it off and continued eating. Nim had gone inside because neither of us remembered to grab napkins. I'm generally the protective friend, so I watched Nim go inside in case they got too freaked out or in case he tripped. I looked at the same window that he saw me in, and I saw them looking at me as well. When Nim came out, I asked him if they did what I said. This does not make any sense. These emails, please, people, if you don't know how to write, please don't send your emails, because no offense, but please, please learn to write. I asked if they did what I did, and they said no. I went to the bathroom first, then grabbed napkins and came straight out. Fast forward, we go inside, and Nim was fast asleep on the couch. It was an L shape, so it was fairly big. I had three of the labs with me, one by my head, another by my feet, and the other on the floor next to me. It was past midnight, and I was scrolling through my phone. I heard the youngest lab next to me growling at the arch doorway, and when I looked, he stood up and started and was staring at the doorway. The one at my feet was stood up on the couch, but not growling, while the one on my head was still laying down. He was looking at the doorway like the other two. I didn't care too much, as I had heard footsteps running up the stairs and giggling all night, so I thought they were growling at the stairs. I only actually looked at the doorway when the oldest by my feet had climbed over my legs and was growling. I turned off my phone and sat up. When I looked, where they were, I saw a black figure standing there. There was enough shining in the living room to outline the figure. Of course, I was panicking a bit, because it was just supposed to be me and Nim. I decided to move from the spot, even where the thing looked at me. I don't know how long I had eye contact with it. All I knew is that I was too scared to move from my spot. I felt like I was paralyzed. The three dogs by me all stood up and were staring at the figure. Two were growling and one was whimpering. I didn't realize it was walking towards me until it got to the door frame. That's when I finally moved and jumped over to Nim and woke them up. The fourth dog woke up since they were, cuddling with Nim, and the other three still looked angry or upset in the doorway. I've tried telling Nim what happened and even played out what I saw. I don't know if they believe me, but I'm sure me having a panic attack and almost crying from fear was convincing enough. Nim stayed up with me, and I didn't sleep until I got back home. I don't think I've ever been so happy to leave a place. That's a lot of activity for one home. I don't know. Maybe some of it could be like sleep paralysis but they said they were on their phone, so I don't exactly know. Moving on to our next story. This one's called I Heard a Lullaby at Night. I would just like to say that I'm 15-year-old boy from Poland, and I wanted to apologize for any mistakes while writing the text. Last night, I was just sitting in my room and doing some stuff on my phone. Then suddenly, I heard music. It wasn't entire music. Just the first verse, I guess. It was something like a lullaby. It was 1:23 after midnight. I'm sure about this hour because first thing which I have done was texting with my friends and asking them how it is possible. I think that the music was coming from a corridor. It felt like someone was just playing it on the other side of the doors. I was too scared to leave my room or wake up my parents. I recognize the song as I remember that as a child I used to have a toy. You have to pull the string on his back to play his song. But the strange thing is, I haven't seen it in like 8 years. I don't even know if I'm still having this item in my house. That night, music was loud enough to hear in the entire house. I talked with my parents today, but they didn't hear anything that night. I'm kind of scared and don't know what to think about it. If you have any suggestions, what would they be? I'm sure the only way to play this song was by pulling the string on his back. But the lullaby had been playing the entire song, not just the first verse. I mean, I wouldn't really do anything. I mean, if you're really scared about it, maybe ask whatever's doing it to stop. I mean, that works most of the time. Like, not 100% of the time, but like 90% of the time. You just tell them, ask them to stop. If it's something that's good, it will just stop. It's probably just trying to get your attention. Yeah. That is going to wrap up today's mini-sode. Please don't forget about the giveaway and send your ghost stories to gloomystar.ghost@gmail.com so they can be featured here on the mini-sode. As always, remember you're never alone, and goodbye!